is telling by instance that we should know what is Aishwarya and what is Madhurya. What is Aishwarya?
Opulence.
Means?
Opulence, it means majesty, majestic feature of the Lord in Dwarka, Mathura, and Narayan, Vaikuntha. Worship with awe and reverence.
And Madhurya?
Sweetness, which overpowers the opulence. Sweetness of his pastimes, of his
power. But it will not be sufficient. Only sweet is not Madhurya. Because we taste some sweet things, but it is not Madhurya. With family, we taste something like this. A Kishore boy tastes everything, what we call Madhurya, but it is not Madhurya. In behind, there should be Aishwarya, opulent,
opulence.
It should be. Without it, Madhurya cannot be. Maha Aishwarya, you know? Maheshwarya. Aishwarya means opulent.
Opulence.
So, a great opulence may be or not may be. When Krishna pastimes is going on as in Narlila. Narlila, you know?
It's human. Like for humans.
Not passing. Over going. Narlila. Then it is Madhurya. A Maheshwarji may be, a Maha opulent may be or not be. No question. But Krishna pastimes should be like Narlila, then it is Madhurya. And if Maheshwarji is there, Krishna and Krishna Bhakta both are knowing that Krishna is knowing that I am Ishwar, I am God. And that Bhakti is also knowing that he is God. Then it is Maheshwarji. Aishwarya. That pastime is going on not like human actions. By instance, we are seeing that Arjuna is Vaidhbhakta. Not Vaidhbhakta, but Krishna and Arjuna are fighting. Krishna, Arjuna saw Vishwaroop. When he saw Vishwaroop, he told Krishna, I have done so much offense in your lotus feet. I told you, Sakha, you are God. You are my Aradhya. And I have told you, Sakha, and I have ordered you to do chariot.
Drive my chariot.
It is Aishwarya Leela. Because Krishna was in a mood that I am Ishwar. And he showed Arjuna his Aishi Roop. Aishi means Ishwar Roop. And Arjuna saw that thing. And he left his Sakhyabhav. So it is Aishwarya Leela. Also, Vasudev and Devaki, when they saw, after killing Krishna, Krishna came to them and Baldev, they actually began to worship and do so much astav and stuti. Here Krishna also took Kans and killed him. He was in Ishwar Bhav. He also knew that I am Ishwar. And they also knew that they are Ishwar. So it is Aishwarya Bhav. Krishna went to Govardhan, and in only one finger, she took Govardhan on this finger for 7 days. And Indra came and had done Abhishek to Krishna. And Yashoda also heard this. All were assembled and were telling that, call Yashoda and Nand Maharaj and say, we should see, say, that you should not believe that Krishna is your son, he is God. And you should not kill him, you should not and bad names should not be given. Don't tell him thief, liar and all other things, because it will be offense. Yashoda was so much pleased that his son had taken Govardhan for 7 days. And all are praising to my son. So his breast became so much swollen. And he was so much proud. If a woman hears his children anything good, he becomes so pleased, so he becomes. But he never told that Krishna is God. So it is Madhurya. He knew that this action was not for ordinary person. But yet he has he knew that he is my only child, my son. Other hand, gopis, when Uddhav came and told them, I have perhaps told you last day that gopis are telling that Krishna in not this, only not in this birth, but also post his Ishwar, Bhagavan. In Ramchandra also he had done so many things. He was very vashibhut to Sita Devi. So they have Ishwar Bhav. They knew by Purnima, they are telling that Purnima has told this or Gargacharya has told this. So they knew that Krishna is God, yet they never saw him as a God. Always told that, come on, and my feet is had that red thing has been lost, you should do it. And order so many things. And they are angered to Krishna. If they knew that he is God, it them. But they are angry that behaving Krishna as if Krishna is their own. So here, being the Ishwar Bhav, but yet they knew nothing beyond their lover. Only they knew that Krishna is their lover. So it is Madhurya Bhav. Now he is telling that so Krishna should know that I am Ishwar, and Bhakta should know that he is Ishwar. Then it is Aishwarya Bhav. And when Krishna unremembers that I am Ishwar, not Ishwar, and The bhakta also knows that he is not Ishwar. But they have an idea that he is God. Yet, they are not behaving like that. Only behaving that as a lover. Then it is Madhurya. So, Krishna is always in Brajbhava, overpowered with prema. That is called Jogamaya. And all actions are, he does all actions by this prema. And this is not against Siddhanta. That Krishna is ordered by prema or overpowered by prema. Because prema and Krishna are same thing. Satchidananda man. And this prema is swabhav of Krishna. You know swabhav?
Nature
of Krishna.
Can you say that prema is a shakti of Krishna or not?
We may say. And Krishna himself, Krishna raso vaisaha, ras is prema. So, prema is Krishna and Krishna is prema also. And at the same time, prema is shakti of Krishna. He is telling that at the time of Ras, Krishna was Sarvagya. Because he knew that all gopis wants to love me and to dance with me. He knew. And then he became so many Krishna. And he did what gopis liked. So what he did what gopis like, it is Mugdhata. And when he knew that everyone wants to dance with me and to play with me, this is Mugdhata. This is Aishwarya. Sarvagyata. So both at the same time comes. Why comes? Achinta Shakti. Krishna has Achinta Shakti. No tark can be there. These are the qualities of Krishna. Now he is telling that when a man worships Krishna and Radha by Vaidhi Bhakti, when he worshipped Narayan, Ram and all other fractions of Krishna, by Vaidhi Bhakti, he goes to Vaikuntha after Siddhi.
What about Rukmini Dwarkadish?
I will tell separately. When Vaidhi Bhakti and regarding Vaikuntha, he will, after Siddhi, he will have Vaikuntha. Those who have no greed, but want to have Radha and Krishna and worshipping Radha, no greed. By Vaidhi Bhakti they are.
To Dwarka.
Why Dwarka? No relation with Dwarka there.
They are worshipping Radha Krishna.
They want Radha Krishna.
But not greed.
Not greed. And by Vaidhi Bhakti. Then they will have Golok. Golok. Swakya and Parkya they don't know. Only they know Swakya. So Swakya is in Golok. Golok is a vast thing. So many prakoshas there.
Levels.
Levels. So many. So if anyone is worshipping Radha Krishna and wants to give
Golok, they go to Golok.
There is Aishwarya Gyan and Swakiya Bhav. There is no difference between Swakiya and Parkiya there. Only Swakiya Bhav. But Radha Krishna, like having every kind of Aishwarya there, and almost like Narayan, but not Narayan.
I was reading this book, Garga Samhita, and it describes this. And when I was reading, I was thinking, this is like Narayan, but it's Radha and Krishna. But it's not like the Radha and Krishna that we always hear about in Vrindavan and Gokul. It's a different mood.
Vaikuntha in Gokul is called Goloka. Krishna in Radha and Krishna, like
at first Vaikuntha. In Vaikuntha lower, Vaikuntha when Narayan, Ram, all others. All 24 avatars are more than there. There comes, after that Ram Lok comes. After that Ram Lok, Krishna Lok comes. And it begins from Golok. In Golok, there are so many divisions. Golok, Dwarka, Mathura, and then Braj. In lower Golok, only this Swakiya Bhav with Aishwarya Gyan. No lobh.
No greed
at all. Towards Braj Bhav. But they like Radha and Krishna. Like Narayan, they like. Ram, like. But no greed. Achcha. There is lobh. And worshipping Radha and Krishna, but not in Ragmarga. Understanding? There is lobh of service of Radha and Krishna. And they were worship also Radha and Krishna, but only in Vidhi Marga. Understand? You are very silent.
When Akura took his bath after taking Krishna and Balaram, he was taking him to Mathura. Then he took a bath. And then it said that Krishna showed the residents of Vrindavan a vision of Golok.
He only saw Golok, not Braja and Vrindavan.
They saw this Golok.
And this Golok.
Yeah, that's.
Akura also showed, Krishna showed Akura of Vaikuntha.
That this Golok. And also to Brajavasi also here.
Yes,
not this. Not Braja. Only Golok. In shape of Krishna and Radhika, Yashoda, all were there.
Right.
But not Brajbhav. This is. So, having lobh, greed, but by Vidhi Marga, Radha and Krishna, which is worshipped, then they will go to Dwarka. Why? Why they? Because Radhika is Satyabhama. Chandravali is Rukmini. And here Aishwarya Gyan is there. So Radha and Chandravali with Krishna, Krishna Dwarkadhish, Chandravali and Satyabhama will be Srimati Radhika and they are serving there.
So, what is the difference between someone who worships, who goes to Golok, and someone who worships and goes to Dwarka?
They have no lobe, greed.
So in
both Vaidhi,
in Dwarka there is greed.
They have greed, but they are worshipping as Vaidhi Bhakti. So, Radhika becomes Satyabhama, Chandravali becomes Rukmini, and all their assistants become like Dwarka Maheshi.
Okay.
and Krishna, not Krishna in shape, same.
Yadav Kumar.
But Yadav Kumar. So they go to Mandir Dwarka. And though has greed of Brijbhav and worshipping by Raganuga Bhakti, in the guidance of a Rashik Brajavasi, then they will have Brajbhav. It is clear?
Very important.
Very important thing. So I am not losing time. Without knowing, we cannot have an idea of Braja. And we may be deceived. And instead of Braj, we will go to Dwarka or Golok.
This gives us the conviction that we must try for the thing that you are teaching,
Raganuga Bhakti. You'll have to give me Dakshina.
I do anything.
I'm very greedy. I want Dakshina. That.
You tell me.
I will have to tell me. You. So good things. Certainly, we are lucky that we are discussing all these things. I think that by our practicing, 100 and lakhs of births can go. It is not sure that we'll discuss all these things. It is the mercy of Guru and Gauranga. One thing he is telling. We should not worship Radha and Krishna without pastimes. Understand? Without pastimes, if we chant Hare Krishna, a very simple thing can be achieved. So Rupa Goswami has told, by chanting Krishna name and by remembering the pastimes, both should be amalgamated. And then it will be thus. If sugar is there and water is there, no mixing, no rush. So both should be mixed. Then it will be rush. So, what kind of pastime? Only with gopis. If a man has greed for that thing. You are writing? Further, Krishna is always with Ladini Shakti. And Radhika is Ladini Shakti also, Swarup Shakti also. But yet, we should not remember Radha Krishna without pastimes. Because if we will not do, then Ladini Shakti will not work. So Radha and Krishna, simply as we see in Sri Mandir, that will be the case. And that is why they will have darshan of Satyabhama and Rukmini or Lakshmi. So worshipping in Mandir of Radha and Krishna, it is not sure that we will have Brajbhav. So in the order of Rukmanjari, Rati Manjari, our Gurudev as a Manjari, we should remember the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, that our Goswami has described in Srimad Bhagavatam. When we do aarti of Radha and Krishna, we should think something.
Oh, yeah, the pastimes.
Pastime. What pastime? In the morning, the pastimes of morning. In midday, the pastimes of midday. Being one of them, myself, and our Gurudev, one of them, then our bhajan will be of that kind. Otherwise, simply by the bhakti.
Did the gopis ever offer aarti when the mantra is? Would they offer aarti to Radha and Krishna?
But you know that what kind of aarti they are doing. They have a pradeep.
Lamp.
Lamp.
Light ki lamp.
What? What? Like this?
Yeah,
yes. Here ghee will have to give. Ghee. Ghee is our heart's prem. And heart is pradeep. That cotton
wick. Wick.
This is bhav. What bhav? A special bhav. Every bhakta has a special bhav. That bhav. And resemblance with eyes. It will come through eyes. Gopis are worshipped by eyes, by the core of lives. And Krishna takes it with his eyes. And again, he takes in his heart, Krishna and Radha. Gopis do archan like this, not as this and this. When Krishna comes, Yashoda Ma takes a pradeep, thal and everything and does like this. Gopis is standing on the door and so that anyone cannot see them. And they are doing archan with their very lusty eyes to Krishna. And Krishna did not see that his mother is doing, but his eyes are where? There. So this is best archan and best aarti. And we should see that aarti through this aarti. There. One thing he has told to be very careful, that whether some persons have or our acharyas has told that Radhika is Swakiya, not Parkiya. Parkiya is only Prakat Leela, not in our Prakat Leela, some has told. He has not mentioned the name, but I can mention who has done. Who has done?
Jiva
Goswami. And the followers of Swami. He is telling that in any Rishi Praneet, Rishi means the books, which has been written by Rashik Vaishnava, Acharya, like Narad, Vyas, Suka, Shankar, and father of Vyasdev, Parashara, they are Rashik Vaishnava. In Purans also, it has never been stated that Radhika is Swakiya of Krishna. So we should know that whether in Prakat Leela or Aprakat Leela, everywhere Radhika is Parakiya Bhav. Whether he is Swakiya, but yet Swakiya means Halatni Shakti of Krishna, but yet he has always Bhav of Parakiya. whether in a Prakat Leela or Prakat Leela. So we should think and worship Radhika as a Parakiya Bhav. And we should serve her, and we should Nikunja Juno Ratikeli Siddhi Yajali Bhir Yukti Rafekshani. Chitting of householders, chitting of their husbands, father-in-law, mother-in-law, brothers, and everyone chitting. And 16 kinds of siksha we should know as a Parakiya Bhava of Radhika. We should be like also that if we will not be, then let's serve Srimati Radhika in that way. If I agreed.
Can I ask a question? Srila Jiva Goswami, sometimes I've heard that he said like that because some of his disciples.
Certainly this, and we should reconcile this thing as that thing. He knew, and he has written for Suddha Parakiya Bhava Bhakta that you should be think that she is Parakiya. But if a man has any doubt, then he has told strictly that you should follow that Shakya Bhava.
One more question. That in Radhakrishna Leela, sometimes we see that there is some Leela where Radha and Krishna are married.
So, in like this, that marriage is Parakiya, not Swakiya. You should think it. Okay? Like when gopis want to do majak with Krishna. Majak, you know?
Jo.
Jo, cutting jo.
What is that horrible sound?
One
hour and 5. Oh, I think it is crow only, not cuckoo.
What was I telling?
You were saying that in the Leela.
Cutting joke.
Joke.
Gopis are sitting. Krishna is also sitting. Lalita went behind Krishna and Srimati Radhika. And he took the ends of Radhika and Krishna
sari and dhoti cloth.
And closed and
tied.
Then Vishakha was uttering mantra and gopis were singing song like marriage, and they told Krishna that you should do like this, and all were very pleased by doing this. This is a joke in Parakiya. They have done, like Brahma has done.
All.
So, it has two meanings. Inner meaning is Parakiya Pushti. And outer meaning is to close the mukhs of anadhikari. We will tell that there is marriage here.
It's legitimate.
Both will be served.
Sometimes we see in this world little children play about marriage. Like that.
For pleasure only. Now he is telling one thing, and this is the last, perhaps.
How many more pages are there? What is this next thing?
That I'm telling. A sadhak of Raganuga, having crossed the stage of Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Ashakti, Bhav, has crossed. After bhav, there is nothing to do in this world. Sadhana is completed here. A rays of only prema comes here. Now, this physical body cannot have the load, cannot
contain.
Contain the load of prema. So, after that, what happens? His question. He should directly go to Golok Vrindavan, or from that time, what he does, where he lives. He is telling that
someone
that they should go to direct Vrindavan, Braj. But it is not fact, the fact. There are something. Anyone tells that? But usually in Mani it has been told that after this stage they go to Vrindavan. But the fact is not clear. Whether in Prakat Braja or Aprakat. If they go directly to Golok Vrindavan, then there are some gadbadi. There will arise some questions. That after that, snehe, prem, man, pranay, rag, anurag, bhav. And after bhav, then bhav, mahabhav. Anyone can meet Krishna in Braj. Without mahabhav, anyone cannot meet Radha and Krishna. That should be must mahabhav. This is the qualification of gopis who will meet Krishna and Radha and serve Radha. If one can directly goes to Golok Vrindavan in Aprakat Prakash, then where he has received sneha to mahabhav, they have not. So they cannot go directly there. Understand? In Sadhak Deh, in this practicing body, Sthai Bhav cannot come. What to say Mahabhav? Snehman Pranay. They will not come.
Sthai Bhav?
Sthai Bhav mane? You don't know?
Yeah, I don't but know. It can't come.
One cannot one come in apparently in this body. It will come when Asray, Aulamban, Uddipan, Bevichari and all Bhavs will gather there. It becomes prem.
Yes.
So this body, physical body cannot tolerate. Only up to bhav this body can tolerate. So he is telling that if there is not told that aprakat braj or prakat braj, but they go there in braj. So we should think over it. And our acharya have done something investigation upon this subject. He is telling that gopi from the womb of gopi will have to take birth. So we should go directly to Braja, Aprakat, and there we will have gopi janma there, birth there.
Braja Aprakat or Braja Prakat?
He is telling that if anyone tells,
he's taking one side.
Braja.
that uppercut brush
there.
No. There is no sadhana bhumika there. So he cannot go and cannot have a birth from gopi womb. So he rejects all two conditions. Now he is giving his own opinion that a sadhak having up to bhav avastha, yog maya, by the wishes of Krishna and Srimati Radhika, she takes him to a prakat lila. And prakat lila is anywhere in this world at any time. That is, in all time, in this world, this
sub-universe,
it is always present. So, Yogamaya is the wishes of Krishna and Srimati Radhika. Takes that lucky jeev to that world, that
Brahmanda,
and gives birth in the womb of a gopi. And from childhood, she had association of Nitya Siddha gopis. Sometimes she sees Krishna and he has agreed to meet Krishna. That is poor Bharat. She has so many scopes to from Prem to Mahabhav. And if there she is wedded and they have association of her husband, yet they have prem with Krishna. And if they have some child also, Yogamaya will not approve his association with Krishna and gopis. So this would be wept, and from virata they will wash everything. They will know that this is not my child, this husband is not child, and this bhav also goes away. And then they meet to Krishna. And those who have association of Nitya Siddha gopis, they have up to Mahabhav and they meet Krishna there. And after that prakat lila, when it goes in aprakat, they goes with all parikas of Krishna there and serve always Krishna. So he is telling that, O Mahanuragi Vaishnav, Araganuga Vaishnav, don't be worried, don't be afraid. You should go on with your practices of Raganuga Bhajan. After this, the death, you will go there. Anywhere Krishna is there, he will attract you. Don't be worried. Always is Krishna waiting for you there. Go on practicing this Radhanuga Bhajan. Because he is telling Krishna his prayer, that, O Gokulananda, you are Lila Vilashi, always sink an ocean of gopi prem. You are a swan, Tarna, swimming pair.
The ocean lake, Krishna's pastimes.
Gopi prem. And you are tester of that gopi prem. You have no time yet, you are sarvagya. You are mugdha. And at the same time, by achintya shakti, you are sarvagya also. So, listen my prayer. Don't be mugdha. If you are mugdha, you cannot hear. So I pray you that be mugdha also and be sarvagya also, that you can know our heart and my prayer. You are bee of Bhakti Manjari. Bhakti Manjari, you know? Bhakti is like a manjari. Srimati Radhika is and you are Madhukar. Madhukar means bee. So, I pray you and I did